This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Kiran Gopal Vaska, Additional CEO, National Health Authority, on expansion of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Interviewer is Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
The present government aims to provide healthcare access to all, and when it says Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, it actually means all inclusive. So when the Ayushman Vaya Vandana AVV card, as we call it, was launched by the Health Ministry for all citizens above 70 years of age, it actually meant all, regardless of the economic status. For more on this and the PM Jai program, we are now joined by Joint Secretary in the Health Ministry, Shri Kiran Gopal Vaskaji. Namaskar, sir, and welcome to Akashvani Studio.
Namaskar.
So tell us more about this AVV card, Ayushman Vaya Vandana card, which makes all the citizens above 70 years of age eligible. How does one access it?
The PMJAY scheme, which has been designed for providing secondary and tertiary care to the poorest 40% of the population of the country, has now been expanded to also include all senior citizens of the age of 70 years and above, irrespective of their socioeconomic status. Now, as part of the scheme, a separate card, a distinct card, which is different from a regular PMJAY card, has been designed and it is being issued, called the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card. So this card will enable senior citizens of the age 70 years and above to avail treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, treatment related to secondary and tertiary ailments in all the empaneled hospitals.
So if a family is eligible for a PMJAY program and you have a person who's 70 years of age in that family, how does the distribution go? Because for PMJAY also it's 5 lakh rupees, and for the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card also it's 5 lakh rupees. How is one to kind of discriminate between the two?
Basically, there would be two types of families under which the senior citizens would be belonging to. One is those type of families who are already availing the benefits under the PMJAY scheme, who are already identified families. And the second category would be families who are not falling under the beneficiary category earlier, but they would still be having a senior citizen of the age 70 years and above. So first thing is, in both the cases, the senior citizens would have to undergo an EKYC process, Aadhaar EKYC process, to obtain this card. So now once a card is obtained for a family that is totally new, this card would be made available only for those citizens who are 70 years and above. So therefore, let's say in a new family, let's say there are two such senior citizens, then for both of them, the combined cover would be 5 lakhs per annum. Mm-hmm. And let's say there is an existing family, that is a family which is already beneficiary family under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In such a case, the senior citizen above 70 years would have to do an EKYC. And once they do an EKYC and it is verified that they are 70 years or above, they are issued a new card. Now, what happens immediately after that, the top-up cover of 5 lakhs gets activated. So that means the senior citizens in that particular family, let's say there is a family of 5, in which 3 members are less than 70 years old and 2 members are 70 or more than 70 years old. So what happens now is, the 3 members who are less than 70 years old can avail benefits up to 5 lakhs. And those who are above 70 years of old, the 2 members, together they can avail up to 5 years of cover. So the cover is like 5 years for the older or the senior citizens above 70 and 5 lakhs for those who are less than 70. So this way, the benefit for the senior citizen is ensured that they get that their individual up to 5 lakh benefit, irrespective of their rest of the family.
What if somebody has a CGHS card or let's say an ECHS card, which is meant for ex-servicemen, or a CAPF, which is meant for the Central Armed Police Force? Do they take benefit under both those cards and this one, that is the AVV card, or they must choose one of the two? How does one go about it?
That's a very, very important question. The CGHS scheme or any such scheme that is funded by the central or state government, if a person is already availing those benefits, then they would have to choose between that scheme or Ayushman Vaya Vandana card. So it is a either or. So you can either be a only a CGHS beneficiary, or you can give up that benefit and take the Ayushman Vayavandana card and avail benefits under PMJY scheme. So therefore, those who are availing an existing government-funded scheme would have to choose between their existing scheme or the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for 70 or years or more older senior citizens. However, if the senior citizens are availing any private health insurance or they are getting a benefit of ESIC, in such a case, they can avail the benefit of both the schemes because there it is not any government funded. So therefore, private insurance holders and ESIC beneficiaries can avail benefit of both the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card and also their existing policy. Whereas those who have any government funded scheme currently would have to choose between their existing scheme or the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card.
In fact, as you talk about the insurance for the elders, it's very ironic that it's very difficult to get insurance done for an elderly person, especially if they haven't insured themselves so far. And you think that the AVV card can fill that gap and fill that void, which is so important, because actually one gets to see the doctors or the medical profession only much more when you are old rather than when you're young. So it's a bit of an irony there.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think this is where the government has been forward-looking and the government has identified this particular group as very vulnerable because not only are they more susceptible to different kind of medical issues, they are also economically not that empowered. In fact, that is the age when you stop earning and you are not able to make a living of your own. You do not have, if you do not have enough funds, then it becomes a problem. Moreover, even if you were like in a family, the probability of you be your the health of a senior citizen being given priority over that of a other younger member also is quite low. So therefore, they face this dual problem of having more problems and at the same time having access to lesser financial resources. And moreover, even if you were to avail a private insurance here, there is a waiting period, there are exclusions. So, and then moreover, it is very expensive. That is why the government has very carefully identified this vulnerable group and has prepared the scheme where from day one of obtaining this card, the senior citizen above 70 years or more, once they have Ayushman Vayavandana card, they can immediately start availing treatment under the scheme.
And when you talk about treatments, I would like to know that does it cover diagnostics also? Does it cover medicines also? I understand there are about 1,929 medical procedures which are covered under this scheme. And are there hospitals which have been empaneled to give services under this scheme?
Under the PMJAY scheme, we have this concept of a package. Let's say someone has a knee problem and a knee replacement has to be done. So the package actually covers all the tests 3 days prior to the actual procedure. And also it covers the procedure cost, the admission cost, the bed charges. There is also a provision for meal, food, etc. Plus post-discharge medicines are also covered under this particular scheme up to 15 days. So therefore, this package is a comprehensive package that covers the pre-admission and also post-discharge requirements of the beneficiaries.
That means end-to-end solution.
Yes.
Kiranji, how many Ayushman cards have been dispensed so far?
As of today, we have created more than 35 crore Ayushman cards across the country. And this is a continuous process where we are creating cards, the states are doing creating cards, the grassroots level through frontline workers. And in fact, more than 95-96% of the families, we have been able to give at least one card to at least one member of the family. So in terms of families, we've been able to touch almost every family. And we are now in a mode where we want to saturate and give cards to every beneficiary under the scheme.
And if the empaneled hospital doesn't have a medical service which the patient needs, is there any referral hospital? How does one go about that?
The thing is, the hospitals, once we when we empanel, we also identify the specialties that are available in those hospitals. So typically, when a hospital gets empaneled, all the specialties available in the hospital are also part of the bouquet of services that are provided. So, of course, while referral is obviously there, one can actually identify in the first place whether a particular type of facility is even available in a hospital or not. so that one does not have to go from hospital to hospital. So both facilities are there where you can choose hospital based on the availability of specialty, or if you go to a particular hospital, because the scheme by design caters to secondary and tertiary care. So if you go to a hospital, if they are not able to provide or if you do not have that particular specialty, you can obviously go to a different hospital that has this advanced specialties.
So in the beginning, you talked about registration to be done through the Aadhaar card. Is Ayushman app the only way out, or is there any other way?
Ayushman card can be created to two ways. One is by visiting the Ayushman beneficiary portal called beneficiary.nha.gov.in. That is one way where one can go log on to that portal. We have YouTube videos on the portal which show how to create a card, either on the portal or on the app. And of course, the other method is to download the Ayushman app from Google Play Store. And one can simply log in using their phone number. And then there is a very clear banner which shows where you can click and start creating your card. So if you are from an existing beneficiary family, we first ask you to search using your Aadhaar or your family ID or ration card number. And if your family is already a beneficiary family, we flag it and we show the list of names and name of the beneficiary. And you can simply do an eKYC and your card is made. If the family is not already part of a beneficiary list that we have, then it is considered as a new enrollment where the eKYC of the person is first done. And we determine whether the person is senior citizen is actually 70 years or more. Once it is determined, then we take basic contact information. Plus, we also take a declaration or information if they are already availing any other existing scheme. And then they can avail benefit under the Ayushman Bharat PMJY extended for 70 years or above senior citizens. I just want to mention that it is not necessary that only the senior citizen should log on to the beneficiary portal or to the app. It could be any member in their family, grandson or a granddaughter can create the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card for their grandparents. So that way, the more tech-savvy younger members in the family will be able to create cards for their senior members in the family who are eligible. So the beneficiary app and the beneficiary portal are designed in a way that it is not necessary that only the beneficiary himself or herself should use this process. It can be done by the near and dear or kith and kin of the beneficiaries.
And is there a list of empaneled hospitals on the website itself?
Yes, the list of empaneled hospitals is available on the website pmjay.gov.in, and it gets updated regularly based on new hospitals getting added or some hospitals getting removed. So that is a dynamic list, and this list is available.
So what are we doing to create awareness about this? Because it sounds good as it's all inclusive, because it's taking care of citizens above 70 years all over the country. So how does one create awareness about the Ayushman Vaya Vandana card?
Extensive IEC is being taken up through all sorts of media. In fact, I would say this is one of the activities by reaching out through Akashvani, because through Akashvani, we are able to reach the nook and corner of the country. And apart from this, we are leveraging other sources of IEC, such as print and electronic media and social media, especially. In addition, we also have our helpline number 14555, where someone can call and get information about the scheme, and we then help in creation of Ayushman Vaya Vandana card for eligible beneficiaries. And apart from that, we are also working with the states to do extensive IEC campaigns, where the states are actually conducting these awareness campaigns wherever there are religious fairs or major gatherings happening. And we ourselves also are continuously trying to do enough IEC across the country so that maximum number of people are made aware of the scheme and benefits, and they are able to create their card and take benefit.
All right. Thank you very much, Kiranji, for talking to us and enlightening us on this very important AVV card, as we call it, Ayushman Vaya Vandana card, where all citizens above 70 years would be eligible for treatment worth 5 lakh rupees. Thank you very much, sir, for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Kiran Gopal Vaska, Additional CEO, National Health Authority, on expansion of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Interviewer was Lalima Anija Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.